I was present at a big conference in 1986 where the idea of the Genome Project was discussed really seriously by a big group of biologists for the first time. They kind of rolled it out for the general biological community. I was sitting there when Walter Gilbert of Harvard wrote the figure $3 billion on the blackboard. Yeah. The whole audience kind of stiffened.
They gasped.
They gasped. They saw a big biology juggernaut. They saw their money getting swallowed up in a big biology project. They were very worried. People jumped up and said, "This threatens us." And it was funny because it was the older guys who thought that the Genome Project was really important and necessary, and the younger people said, "Show me." So I sat there in the audience with 350 other people while this discussion went on, and it was pretty intense. That led just almost immediately to a special committee of the National Academy of Sciences. This was a small committee whose job it was to thrash out how you would actually do this. And one of the purposes of the committee was to bring the younger biologists on board.
Mm-hmm.
And the person who really, behind the scenes, crafted this committee and found Dr. Bruce Alberts to be the chairman of it was James Watson.
Why'd they want to do that?
Well, because Watson had... a lot of people think of Watson as a kind of a kooky, unpredictable character. Watson is actually somebody who's incredibly clear-headed, meticulous, and persistent. He wanted molecular biology, which had been growing since he had helped discover the structure of DNA in 1953. He wanted molecular biology to be relevant to human medical problems like cancer. And he thought that the whole business was going much too slowly. And he thought that an effort to spell out all the three billion letters of one strand of the DNA would get you to the goal line faster because you'd have the whole ensemble of human genes at one time instead of struggling at the cost of tens of millions of dollars and years of work to find just one gene that was associated with human disease. He felt that that we needed a kind of leap forward. And he'd been a somewhat late convert to this idea, but once he got a hold of it, he was pushing. There was another angle to this, which was that the Department of Energy, which has these great big laboratories, such as Lawrence Livermore and Lawrence Berkeley Laboratories in Los Alamos, mm-hmm. in New Mexico, they were big guys on the block because they had some of the most powerful computers in the world.
And you had to have those to do this.
You had to have those because the problems you were examining were so complex that they needed the kind of computers that you use to model what happens in a hydrogen bomb or a hurricane. And that's what the Department of Energy's people had. In fact, they pushed early to get going on a genome project because it played to their strengths and their experience with very big scale science. Well, that looked pretty threatening to people who looked at the future of the National Institutes of Health. They felt that you should not turn over a project that that had the future of all biology written all over it. You didn't want that to belong to the Department of Energy. So they wanted NIH to get involved, in spite of the fact that several key people at NIH were not very happy about this big-scale idea.